We're up to Perek Yud Tes, the Bir Chelkei HaChassidus, where we explained in general what the Midah of Chassidus is, and now we'll go into the details of what it entails. Chelkei HaChassidus HaRoshi Im Gimel Ho'echod B'maisa V'habeis B'ofen Ha'asiya V'ha'gimel B'kavona. The three basic parts to Chassidus. One is action, what you do, that's called chassidus. And the second one is how you do it. And the third one is what kavana you have when you do it. And we'll see that what you're doing also has different, is broken into different parts. The first part that has to do with action is split into two parts. First one in things between you and the Rabbanu Shel Olam, spiritual things. Habeis, what's between man and his neighbor, and that's the more physical things in the world. The first part of the first thing between man and God, and the first part of that is Maisa, what you do. Doing every mitzvah with every detail possible, even the details that are not ma'akiv, and we'll explain in a few seconds what the, how that works. I think the Elohim Shikorim Chazal Shiore Mitzvah, that is called Shiore Mitzvah. The Gemara says in a few places that certain things are part of the mitzvah. A lot of times in karbanos it's like that, that they, especially by karbanos, where we have an idea that only something the Torah repeated twice is ma'akev, that it is crucial, and if you don't do it, it could be you're not yotzi that karban or not yotzi that mitzvah, whatever. Something that the Torah didn't repeat, you have to do, but if you didn't do it, it doesn't affect the effectiveness of that korban or whatever. Usually it's by korbanos. Tosfos seems to say that by other mitzvahs, there's no such thing as something you do lechatchila and something that, what's it called, that's b'di'evin. If you have to do it, you have to do it. Whether it says it once, twice, or whatever. But there are ideas of parts of mitzvahs that a person should do, but if you didn't do it, you're yotze the mitzvah, but you weren't yotzi with all of its details. And the way to understand that, if you don't understand that lechatchila you have to do like this, but b'di'evit if you didn't, it's okay, then you have to learn what it means is the following. For instance, I'll give you an example. It says that a person who didn't say korban pesach, matzah, morer by the Seder, didn't explain those three things, lo yotzi yadechovaso, didn't fulfill his mitzvah. So many Rishonim learned that it doesn't mean that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. It means you didn't fulfill it the way it's supposed to be done, right, completely. So it would seem that the idea is lechatchila, right, you have to do that. B'di'evit, if you didn't, so you're yotzi. But Tosu said you don't say that by mitzvahs. So therefore what you have to say is the following. There are many components to the mitzvah, each one's a separate thing. At the Seder, right, so there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's one thing. There's also a mitzvah that we learn that you have to mention these things. So if you don't mention these things, don't fulfill that part of the mitzvah at all. B'di'evit, the chatchila, it's all the same thing. But that doesn't hold back the main mitzvah, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of saying the reasons for Pesach, Matzah, and Morer. There's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with all of its ramifications, then you should do this also. If you don't do that, you don't fulfill that at all. Right? But you still fulfill the other part of the mitzvah, which is called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this is an addition, right? It's not Ma'akev Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Ma'akev itself. You didn't fulfill that at all. But that doesn't prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's not a lechatchil and a beyeved, it's two different mitzvahs. Except this mitzvah doesn't affect this mitzvah not being fulfilled, but it adds to it if you do it. Now it's there's another dimension to it.
Okay.
So that's what it means to do what's it called? All the mitzvah, all the digdukim shibohen, ad makom shiyad ha'adam agas, till a person, it's possible for a person to do. The Elohim shikorim chazav shiyori mitzvah, amru, shiyori mitzvah ma'aknes ha'puronios. Shiyori mitzvah are very important, and they aid a person, but if you do mitzvahs, and you do even the extra details of the mitzvah, which again are perhaps not ma'akev, they don't prevent you from fulfilling the mitzvah, but they definitely are an added enhancement. That added enhancement holds back peronios. If some certain person is or Klal Yisrael are deserving of certain peronios, certain tragedies or whatever that would affect them, this holds it back.
So then, so Chris, we were saying then the difference between this and doing everything all the mitzvahs betuktugim. That's by Zrizus. Is by Zrizus is all those tidukim that are for to be yotzi the mitzvah.
Zahirus. Okay, yeah, okay. Zrizus is more how you do it, not what you do. Zahirus is more what you do. Okay. Ki afal pi shegufa mitzvah nishlam, even though the made mitzvah itself is finished, zulasam, even without these extras, ukvar yotzi b'zeh yedecho vaso, you fulfilled your responsibility. That's for the hamon. A chassid goes beyond what's necessary. What's necessary is do it and fulfill your command. What goes beyond what's necessary, that's chassidus. So the way I want to explain it, it seems from Mavar Tanur and Mishnayis in one or two places, but this idea, it says, Nase kishiyure mitzvah, the yotza, what's it called, the nechshav kelo yotza, something like that, some lashon like that. You're yotze, but it's considered like you weren't yotze. So the way the Rav explains it there leads me to believe that it's dependent on something that we've explained many times in a different context. And that is that there's two aspects to mitzvahs. There's the aspect of the king's command, that the king commanded you to do a mitzvah, and you have to do it and fulfill your duty of being a subject of the king and fulfilling his command. Then there is the benefit of the mitzvah itself, the intrinsic benefit that comes from the mitzvah. That's like a doctor commanding his patient. We said that there's two ways of looking at mitzvahs. One is that God commanded us to do things because he wants us to be obedient, and even if the mitzvah itself has no effect at all, but you have to do it because God said to do it. Or, no, it's not that God commanded us to be obedient. He advised us that these things are very beneficial. If you do these things, they'll help your neshama. You do these things, they'll harm your neshama. So God is like a doctor advising his patient what is beneficial and what's not beneficial. What's harmful. And if you do what's wrong, then the mitzvah, the aveir itself harms you. If you do what's right, the mitzvah itself helps you. So it could be, therefore, when it comes to the command, the Ribbono Shel Olam was not makbid that you do both of these parts of the mitzvah. If you do one part, you fulfill your responsibility to the king. But he told you that there's another part over here that I'm not telling you you have to do, but I'm advising you that if you'll do it, it'll have a very positive effect. That's why it saves you from peronios. It's the effect of the mitzvah that's the extra parts. The shiore mitzvah are the part of the mitzvah that is not necessarily commanded, but advised that this is a positive thing. So if you want to know what the command is, you have to do this much of this mitzvah and you'll fulfill your obligation. But I'm telling you that there's other parts of it that I'm not commanding you have to do, but if you don't do them, then that part you're not going to get. You're not going to get that full benefit. So it's as if you didn't fulfill it. But it's not that you didn't fulfill your responsibility, it's that you didn't get the full benefit of the intrinsic benefit of the mitzvah. That's one way, again, another way of looking at this idea that there's a concept of shiori mitzvah, things that if you don't do them, you haven't not fulfilled your responsibility to the king. But if you don't do them, you're not going to get the full benefit of that mitzvah. That's another way of looking at it.
So it's different than hiddur?
Hiddur is beyond the mitzvah. These are parts of the mitzvah itself, but they're not parts that are ma'akev. Hiddur is, aside from the mitzvah, there's an idea to do the mitzvah in the most proper way. That's a separate mitzvah. Because according to some, hiddur mitzvah is another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah. So if you do the mitzvah in a beautiful way, in the more proper way, you're mekayim another mitzvah called hiddur mitzvah, which you learn from Zekeli Manveyu. There is another way of looking at it, that every mitzvah that Rabban Shem gave various compartments to it. There's the actual mitzvah, then there's the enhancements of the mitzvah, and then there's the hiddur of the mitzvah. So it's a part of every mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah, but it's a new compartment of that mitzvah beyond the mitzvah itself. Okay. He on the bottom here says that. Wait till we get to where he's mentioned, and we'll see. This would seem like it's not really a responsibility of everybody to be a chassid. Only chassidim have to be chassidim. But he says not like that. He says chassidus is a higher level of observance, but everybody is required to try to get to that higher level of observance. In other words, it's not the regular level, but it's not something that you can say, well, I'm not a chassid, so I'm not going to do that. Right? There's an inyan to become a chassid. Right? It's just that if you'll do that, right, you do these extra enhancements, you will be a chassid. But it's not that it's only for chassidim, because every person has a responsibility to try to become a chassid. Okay. Hachelek hasheni sheba aleph, the second part of the first kind of mitzvahs between man and God, hu b'mashabein, hachelek hasheni, the second part of mitzvahs is between man and man, and here again you have to do it in the most perfect way. Here the idea is to not just be yotzei and do what you're supposed to do. Right? There's certain mitzvahs that you have to do between man and man and not do. So I don't steal, I don't embarrass people, right? I help them out if they're having tzaris or whatever, and I'm yotze. With that, you yotze your responsibility. But there are enhancements to that. What's the enhancement? To look for every opportunity, right, to do good for other people. Even if it's not something specifically mentioned that you have to do it. But I can find ways that I'm not really responsible to do that. I'm not doing anything wrong if I don't do it. And I'm obviously doing something right if I do, but not something that I have to do. That's also the chassidus between man and man. So therefore I have to find every way possible that I can do good for another person and not do bad for them. So the general idea is I can enhance all these mitzvahs, bein adam l'chaveiro, by looking for ways to help people and staying away from things that even though I'm not commanded not to do, but obviously if I would do this it would cause you discomfort, so I don't do it because I don't want you to be discomforted. And that applies to all different aspects of a person. Guf, mamon, nefesh, right? Physically, monetarily, and emotionally. The goof shemishtad lazar kolodim mashiyucho the yekel maso me'aleihem. You should try to help everybody you can, even if the Torah doesn't demand that you help in that situation, right? But you want to make their lives easier, so you'll help them whatever you can. Again, even if you're not mamash required to do that. V'hu mashe shaninu v'nosei ba'ol im chaveiro. That's called carrying the load together with another person. Helping them carry their load. Right? Which maybe, again, you're not required to do. But it's definitely an enhancement of what you're required to do. It's an extra enhancement. Okay. The in magia lechaveru ezen nezik begufo v'hu yochol l'mnoa oso o l'asiro yitrach k'dei lasoso. Same thing goes. I may not be required to go and save you from some kind of damage that's going to come. Right? Some cases I am. Right? Some of that goes into Hashavas Aveda. Just like I have to return a lost article, sometimes I have to prevent things from you, of yours becoming lost. But sometimes I don't have to do that. Right? I'm not required to help you. For instance, let's say a hurricane's coming. And you have to barricade your house. You don't have to go and help somebody else barricade their house. Yeah, that's a responsibility. But if you can help them and prevent them from having damage, you're not mekayim a specific mitzvah. That's probably part of the ohavta recha kamocha, but it's not a part that if you don't do it, you're going to be held responsible and after 120 years that you didn't fulfill this mitzvah or you didn't aveir. But if you do it, you for sure are enhancing helping other people. That's a positive thing. You can help another person monetarily, whatever you can do. You can't do beyond your means, right? You're not mechuyev to make yourself poor to help somebody else. But if you have the means, right, whatever it may be, you can give somebody else money to help them out of a bad situation. You may not be required. You may have given your quota of tzedakah completely, and you don't have what to give, right? 100%. You're not required to give any more. And there's other people who can help this person, and you're not required to dafka give this person money. But if you'll do it, you for sure will make his life easier. So that's called chasidus between adam lechadero b'mama. And also to spend some money, with your money, right? To try and prevent losses for him, right? With your money, that maybe again you're not required to do, but if you do it, you surely will get rewarded for it, and it's surely enhancing the mitzvah. Surely you will see to it that you protect yourself from being the cause of damage to other people. You'll go out of your way, again, not necessarily things that you have to do, right? But things that I know that conceivably could indirectly lead to damaging somebody, I'm going to make sure that I don't even do something that could possibly damage somebody else. Bein l'yochid, bein l'rabim, whether it's damaging an individual or a rabbit. V'afilu sha'ato miyad ein ezekim watzi. Kiven sh'yochol lovely day kach yesirim v'yavirim. It's not something that imminently is going to do damage. Then it could be you're required to hold back something that could damage somebody else. But something that remotely could cause damage to somebody else, I'm not going to do, right? Because even though I have a right to do it, because it's a remote chance, I'm not going to even get involved in something that remotely could damage somebody else. The Amru Chazal, Yehi Mamon Chaver Chachavi Valechot Shalach, you should reach the point where your friend's money is as precious as your own. And you're concerned about, just as much as you're concerned about not having a loss, and you'll go to great ends to protect your own financial and material possessions. That's how much you should go for somebody else, again, even though you're not required. Benefesh, shishtadu lasos l'chaveru kol koras ruf sheish b'yado. Emotionally, you'll try to do things that make people feel good and give them satisfaction. Bein binyone kovet, you'll honor them, make them feel good that they're people honor them and respect them. Bein b'chol sharanyon, everything else that you can do to make someone feel emotionally good, so you're not maybe required to do that, but definitely is a midas chasidus. It enhances the mitzvahs bein adam lechaveru. Kol ma shehu yodeya, shim yaseh lechaveru hu mekabel nachas ruach menu. Anything you know, that if you would do that for your neighbor, they would appreciate it, they would feel good, then do it. Okay, even again, if there's no requirement to do it. Mitzvah chasidus ulasosa. Kol shekein, surely, on the other side, shelo yitzarenu b'shum min yitzar klal. You won't do anything that causes your neighbor to suffer, even a little bit. Even something that you're not required not to do. Right? But you wouldn't. You would want to make that the person shouldn't have any discomfort because of you. That is the general umbrella of called Gemilas Chasadim. There are Gemilas Chesed, which you're required to do. And then there's Gemilas Chesed that are under that umbrella that you're not required to do, but if you do it, you definitely are doing something positive. Asher Fligu Chazal B'Shvacho V'Chavoseinu Bo U'Vechlal Zeh Redivas Hasholom. Another idea that you may not be required to do in every situation, but you should run and pursue peace between people. Try to make peace between people. That is the general good between people. When there's peace between people, then people are not discomforted and they feel good. When there's machlokas, then nobody feels good. Okay. So that is the basic idea of Hasidus. Chassidus is not just being yotze, what you have to do, but enhancing it in such a way that you fulfill the idea behind it in a way that's not necessarily required. That's the basic idea. Okay, continue next time.
How much does I have to look at the other? I mean, are we talking about people in your zone, in your neighborhood, your family? Where do you have this attitude, just a general flow, people in Tel Aviv, people just like when you look at people's stump, I mean, do they have this too?
Yeah. Tell you something that the Rav Shach says in this week's Sedra, which we're going to learn on Shabbos, and the Sefer we're learning. Rosh Hamana. Sari Menu said to Avram, after Hagar got pregnant, she said, obviously, right, if you would have davened for me, I could have gotten pregnant too. So, chamosi alecha, right? Chamos means that you steal from somebody something, you grab from something that belongs to them, and you take it away from them. So Shach asks, because Avram didn't daven for Sarah, where's the chamos? Where did he steal from her, grab from her, right? Something that belongs to her. He says, you see from here what a responsibility people have towards other people, right? If you can daven for somebody, then it's their right that you daven for them. And if you don't do that, you're stealing from them something that they have rights to. And the same thing, that's spiritual help. If you can help them physically. So it depends. If it's somebody they have no connection to and there's nothing you can do for them, right, but if somebody that you don't know, but there's only chilonim out there, and you can daven for them that they do tshuva, right, and the davening helps in some way, and you don't, then you're stealing from them something that they have a claim to, that you should care about them. The Rav Moshe created the world that people, he gave to the world total giving, right, because he wanted to give goodness to the world, and he expects us to be like him. And therefore a person should look for every way possible that he can to do good for other people. People you have no connection with, there's not too much good you can do for them, right? But if you can find a way to do good for them too, right? And again, it's not required, but if you can find ways of doing it and you don't look for ways like that, right? You're not interested, then you're stealing from them something they have a right to.